You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. And hopefully everybody out there is having a pleasant Lugie evening here on a, what day is today? Thursday.
I get Lugie evening.
Thank you. I get the days mixed up because my Friday is really my Saturday and my Sunday is really my Monday. And I work overnight sometimes and I'm working till 2 a.m. So I do get the days mixed up, but it is a Thursday. It is May 14th. And hopefully everybody out there is having a very pleasant
Lugie evening.
Yes, because it is a pleasant Lugie evening because we got so much going on in sports. The Subway Series is tomorrow, a three-game set at Citi Field. Night game on Friday night. It will be on Apple TV. And then, of course, here on WFAN. But I say Apple TV because, you know, when Uncle Louie calls up or Larry David calls you up and they can't find the game, that way you know to tell them it's on Apple TV.
Dagnabbit!
Because I am Tommy, the fountain of information. So I want to give everybody the information that they need so they can handle any situation in their life. But I'm excited because we obviously have the Subway Series coming up this weekend. We have the schedule release tonight. Giants schedule, Jets schedule. We will get into that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, later on at 10 o'clock, John Schmelk and Paul Dottino have a wall-to-wall coverage of the schedule release. It's a schedule release show, so you have that. And possibly this weekend, and I think it's more than possible, I think it's likely, we will have a playoff game. Because if the Cavs win on Friday night, and I think they will, game one, Sunday, Madison Square Garden. It sounds like it's going to be at 3:30. Knicks, Cavs, Eastern Conference Finals.
I'm jacked to the top.
I couldn't be more jacked.
I'm jacked to the top.
You live for this type of stuff. When you're sitting there in February and it's cold and you have no, well, you have sports, but you know what I mean. You know, you have a little dog days of basketball, little dog days of hockey, little dog days of college basketball. You're yearning for spring. You're yearning for baseball. You're saying goodbye to football. These are the moments you wait for because, number one, the sports is at its sportiest. It's at its apex. This is one of the best times of the year for sports. So you have that, and you also, I mean, I'm taking a look at my weather app right now as we inch very, 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 very close to Memorial Day weekend. Listen to this. Saturday, 77 degrees. How you doing? 85, because if you live in the city or and you're anywhere near a park, you know what I'm talking about.
Hi there.
Yes, 77 degrees. Sunday, 85 degrees. Monday, 76 degrees. Tuesday, 90 degrees. It's probably a little too hot, but 90.
Any plans or anything?
Wednesday, 89 degrees. So a very warm week coming up. So the sports is good. The weather is good, which means another thing. Tommy the Soft Man, which is, you know, the winter Tommy.
And Tommy the Soft Man.
The face gets a little round, and people like to make comments about it on social media, which I understand, because the videos we put out sometimes look like hostage videos. I mean, they're basically, if you ever want to see positive Tommy again, you will tell him to stop being positive. It's like, can we move the cameras back a little bit, please? You know what McMonagle had for breakfast. That's how close you are to his face.
Tommy the Complainer.
That's fair. That's a good point. Well, I do that because when I'm Tommy the Soft Man and I don't have a jawline, I would like for the camera to be a little bit further.
I'm Tommy the Soft Man.
But now that we are in the latter part of spring and we are entering the summer, which means warmer weather, which means more partying, which means more bro trips for your boy, it means we say goodbye to Tommy the Soft Man. I go back to the gym. I start running, which I've been doing, by the way, for the last month. So I'm getting in shape. I'm pushing plates. A little 80s for the ladies.
Bring some of them chicks around here sometime, huh? A little march.
He was the Quaalude King of Bayside. But yeah, that's really where we're at right now. We're pushing plates. I've been running like every day. Just like a maniac. Running. Because it's summertime.
I am tenacious.
You can't be rolling around the beach with a dad bod. I don't have a kid. Yeah, anyway, let's be real here. You could sport the dad bod if you have a kid. Not that I necessarily have a dad bod per se, but when I am putting on the weight, a little bit in the face, as we know, round face, look like a spicy meatball, and a little bit in the stomach area, which is, it's not great. It's only flattering if you have a bunch of... I wouldn't go that far, but a little kids running around with you because they're yours. You can be a little bit in the belly, but not if you're like me. So when it gets to the summer, I got to be a lean cuisine.
A little march.
I got to be pushing those plates. Got to be hanging and banging. And yeah, why don't you bring some of them chicks around here sometime?
A little march.
So it's a great time. I'm very excited, as you can tell. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Okay, where do we want to go here? All right, we'll go. Richard's been waiting a minute. What's going on, Rich? What's going on? What's happening?
Tommy, Glengarry Glen Ross was a Broadway show before.
Yes.
The movie.
Now, was it?
85.
It was
85.
Yeah, it was Broadway before. Because I know, isn't it still on Broadway or has been on Broadway recently?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but it was
40 years ago.
It was a Broadway show, probably a book, and then it was a movie. They made a book out of that? Yeah.
7 days ago, the beauty of sports. Mm-hmm. Who would have ever thought going into the Subway Series, the Mets would be the hot team and the Yankees would be the cold team? Who would have ever thought this?
But no, wait a second, Rich. You know this as a sports historian. But that is sports, especially baseball.
Unbelievable.
But it's the way... But you know what, though? It is and it isn't. Because, number one... at least I feel this way, and I think a lot of people do too, but they're frustrated with things. Nobody was projecting the Mets to lose 100 games. There was a lot of optimism. Even if there were frustrations, there was optimism for this team. So they underperformed in April. So there is correction expected that they'd be playing better in May. And then as far as the Yankees, probably were playing a little bit maybe over their heads as they were projected to win, 100 games on the start that they had, and it's probably going to be more around mid-90s. So they were due for a little bit of a regression, too, because they were having a historical start. So believe it or not, I think it's the market correcting itself. But you're right, the Yankees aren't playing great. The Mets are playing well. That doesn't mean anything going into the weekend in terms of the results, but to your point, if we were talking about this a week ago, we would be having a different conversation about the Subway Series. Now there's more excitement towards it because the Mets are playing better baseball, and I think the Met fan will show up and show out this weekend at Citi.
I'm rooting for these four things in the next 3 days.
Okay.
NBA playoffs.
So
I'm rooting for massive chaos.
Massive
chaos. Here's my strategy.
Go ahead.
Detroit goes to Cleveland tomorrow, and Detroit wins.
Okay.
Forcing a Game 7 in Detroit. Cleveland wins that game. I'm hoping for Minnesota to beat San Antonio in Minnesota tomorrow.
Yep.
And the fourth wish, which would be ESPN's, ABC's, and Adam Silver's biggest nightmare, which I'm rooting for, is Minnesota go to San Antonio on Sunday and beat San Antonio. I'm rooting for those four things. I love chaos. I was a big fan of Get Smart in the 60s, mid-60s.
Yeah.
And the counterculture organization was chaos. And that's what made Don Adams so funny. But that's what I'm rooting for. Did you hear today was Willie Mays' 54th year coming back to the Mets?
No, I did not.
Today, yeah.
I said
Howie, Howie Rose, that's all he was talking about on the Met broadcast.
Okay, I was watching the I was watching Gary, and Gary might have mentioned it as well, but I just didn't hear it. So, oh, that's great. Yeah, as far as the chaos stuff, yeah, I don't foresee the chaos. I know some people do, like Richard, root for the chaos. I think the Cavs are going to wrap this series up on Friday. If you're the Pistons, how in the world? Now, okay, let me give the first part first there. If you are, let's look at it from Detroit's side. How in the world are the Pistons going to recover after losing three straight games? After losing a game five in their building, one in which they controlled throughout, and they blew multiple leads late in the game, including a five-point lead with about 90 seconds left, and ultimately going down in overtime. Three in a row. Now, they did that with, they were obviously down 3-1 to Orlando, but Orlando, Wagner got hurt, and Orlando could literally, the Magic could not, in game six, having a 24-point lead, could not buy a basket. One for like 24 in the fourth quarter, 45 minutes of actual time, like real time, they didn't score. That's not happening to the Cavs. I don't think so. So Detroit has been somewhat broken here for the last couple series. And I know James Harden, I get it, closeout games, all that stuff. I've said it a million times, he's a sports loser. You're going to get what you deserve when you get in bed with him. If it's not this series, it's certainly going to be the next one. But I just don't see how Detroit can recover. I really don't. Especially when you consider they don't have a ton of experience. They don't have a ton of playoff experience. They are going to have to go to a certain level of intestinal fortitude, guts, to, if this was a team we've seen before do this, that had a ton of playoff experience, maybe even an NBA champion, then I would say, you know what? We could look towards history and say, the Pistons have been here before. They have that type of experience. I'll trust them in that spot. There's no shot that you could do that with Detroit because they really don't have a lot of experience to lean on. And they don't have that second star player. They might not even have one star player. Everybody wants to anoint Cade, and he will be at some point a star player, but not even totally sure he's a star player yet. And if he is, they certainly don't have a second star player. And say what you want about Harden, and I have. They have two star players, the Cavs. Donovan and, obviously, James Harden. And I actually think it's going to be a rout. I think Cleveland's going to blow the doors off Detroit. And I'm, of course, as a Knicks fan, rooting for that. Because, number one, home court advantage. And number two, you could call it braggadocious, you could call it cocky, you could call it confidence, you could call it a little bit too much positivity with positive Tommy. But I don't see any resistance with Cleveland in the next round. I don't. I think Detroit, even with the way they're playing, because they have home court, I think that series will be a sports war. I just think Cleveland will be, it'll be quick. Like five games, quick. The way the Knicks are playing right now, they'll have a slight amount of rust because it would have been a week off. But the rust, it helps more when you're at home. And if that game is at home, which it obviously would be against Cleveland, I think that will help them with the rust, the Knicks, because they're on their home court. Where on the road, I could see them getting off to a weird start first game in Detroit, and I could see it kind of being dicey, especially in the first quarter or two. But you're getting Cleveland off of a seven-game series against Toronto and now a six, potentially seven-game series against Detroit. What are they going to have left in the tank? And if Detroit does get by, I don't think they will, but if they do, they would have had two straight seven-game series. So the Knicks are sitting super pretty right now. No other way to slice it. And I get it sometimes as a sports fan, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I get the confidence, I get the cockiness sometimes can be not music to your ears. But take away that thought in your mind, because it doesn't have any, nothing I say or anybody says has anything to do with the outcome. So let's just talk about that. It's more about look at the way the Knicks are playing and look at these other two teams. You're watching these games now, especially with no Knick games. Does anything that Detroit or Cleveland is doing impress you? Does anything that they're doing make you think, wow, the Knicks are going to have trouble in these situations, especially with Cleveland when they would have the home court advantage the Knicks would? And look at the way the Knicks are playing as they're historically steamrolling teams. And you know I look at these sort of things, and they don't know everything, but they know a lot. Vegas, the Knicks right now are minus 220 to get to the finals. Minus 220. Meaning, if you want to make a bet, you'd have to lay a lot of lumber just to get even with your bet. What does that tell you? It means Vegas is very confident they're getting through. And again, Vegas is not batting 1,000, but there's a reason that in Vegas, they could keep all the electricity and all the lights on 24/7. They're often right. So they're feeling good about the Knicks. They're feeling great. I'm feeling great. And there's no reason you shouldn't be. Yeah, minus 220 on FanDuel, the Knicks. Minus 220.
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
220. That's a big number. Heavy favorite. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Okay, let's go to Ramon in Flushing. What's up, Ramon?
I had the answer for your question. It was a Guy Ritchie movie called Snatch.
Yeah, no, but I think, am I talking, was there a remake of it, though? I'm talking about the Brad Pitt one. That's what we're talking
Some
about.
Some of too. But anyway, my Knicks got to win this year.
They will.
This is it. I've been a Knicks fan all my life. My birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
And they're the only New York team that never won for me, you know?
Yeah, in your lifetime, they're the only team that never won for you. Well, that they owe you. They owe you a birthday present, and they're certainly going to deliver on it.
They owe me a birthday present.
Well, I think they need to deliver
on it. I'm an Islander fan. I saw them win four in a row.
For sure.
That was a long time ago, but at least I had that.
You have it, though. Yeah. It doesn't matter when you got it. You got it. Yeah.
And I'm a Giant fan. I saw all four Super Bowls, you know?
Yeah, I do know. So, yeah, no, Ramon, I hear you.
From that movie, Snatch.
Yes.
Is when he goes to, you know, because he knows about a diamond heist and all that. So my man goes to grab, and the guy leaves into the car, and he grabs his tie, and he goes to the window on his car and starts driving. He's like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm driving down the road with your head in my window. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're right. And that's good job by Ramon, because it was written and directed by Guy Ritchie. I wasn't sure, maybe, oh, was it a remake or something like that? No. Snatch, yes, that's the movie I was referencing before when we were talking about cult classics, because I had brought up Glengarry Glen Ross, which I love. I think it's very underrated. I wasn't sure if I wanted to put it in the category of cult classic, though. Because when I think of cult classics, and it very well might be Glengarry Glen Ross. Phenomenal movie. The movies, what I think of when I think of cult classics, for me, is The Crow, which is awesome. So good. I think of Boondock Saints. I think of Green Street Hooligans. And perhaps I thought of this movie, and I couldn't remember the name of it, this being a potential for a cult classic, and I was doing the Brad Pitt lines in the movie. He was like, you a boxer? You look like a boxer. And it's Snatch. Probably not even the best impression there, but you can get the idea if you've seen the movie.
The Big Lebowski, cult classic.
Ooh, and you know I am the Big Lugowski, and I love The Big Lebowski. Would I consider that a cult classic? I might be too invested in that movie because I saw it when it like first started. I don't know. Because to me, what makes a cult classic, and we all have different definitions of it, but what I consider a cult classic is a movie that perhaps didn't do well early in the release, but it had such a groundswell, people loved it, and it actually got more and more popular through the years. And then it became a movie where you're like, oh yeah, of course I've seen that, but did you go to the theater? Believe it or not, you know, it was like one of the original cult classics, and I don't like this movie, it is what it is, we're not going to get into it right now, we'll save it for December, but It's a Wonderful Life. That would be considered a cult classic, because it bombed, I think, at the movies. I don't think it's very good, but you know what, though? I probably should rewatch it again. Do you know when it's on, actually? I should probably figure that out. When would you say, Connor, It's a Wonderful Life is on?
It's on every channel, every day, from about December 1st to December 25th every year.
Right.
Every hour, too.
Okay. Put that on my calendar, then, for December.
Okay.
Watch It's a Wonderful Life. Clarence, I Want to Live Again. So it's one of those situations where I probably need to watch it again.
It was a box office bomb originally.
Yes. I don't know if The Crow was, though. That's the thing. I want to say it maybe did well at the... Obviously, everything that went on, you know, unfortunately, the sad passing of Brandon Lee during the filming of it, son of Bruce Lee, and they both passed away, very sadly, very unfortunately, on movie sets, roles that made their career, too. Like, the career-defining roles, I should say. But he was incredible in that. They've made a lot of remakes, they've all been rotten. But that one, or sequels, whatever you want to call it. But the original is so good, so good. And then, obviously, Sting carried that character, if you're a wrestling fan. To this day, he's retired now, but even when he makes appearances, he's the Crow's thing. So, so, so good. But I don't know. I thought it might have done well at the box office. Either way, though, even if it did, people still consider that one a cult classic. And it stands the test of time. Absolutely outstanding. I'm due to watch it, though. It's one of those where I haven't seen it in a minute, but I'm definitely due to watch it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dylan in Floral Park. What's up, Dylan?
How are you doing, Optimistic Tom?
Hey, what's up?
Always
happened?
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Yes, likewise.
These Mets, man, you were getting killed on Instagram. I feel bad for you in the comments, but it's early, man. Remember 2004? All I'm saying, though, right now, I was there last night.
You know what I would say this, though, Dylan, when it comes to that type of stuff, when you say you're getting killed in the comments, but then if people like it, then I'm not getting killed on it. So there's plenty of people that like a thing, and then the people that want to, nobody's ever going to write, boy, that Tommy, he's handsome, he's the best. When people make a comment, it's usually negative.
Wow, Tommy, so optimistic. You love that.
Exactly.
Never going to happen.
Correct. Yeah, that's never going to happen. Exactly. So you're always going to get killed in the comment section, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. But what I wanted to say, the Subway Series, I've always hated it. I'm not a fan. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
My first time at the new Yankee Stadium was that Luis Castillo pop-up that he dropped. I don't know if you remember.
I certainly do.
I think that was 2009, and that ruined our Mets season. So I think we have the potential right now. If we keep the momentum up, we go in, we take care of the Yankees. I do believe that this could be the turnaround we need. And in 2 months, we get Lindor and Alvarez back, and we're right back on track, baby.
No, absolutely. And it's all about chipping away. It's all about having a nice May. It's all about having an even better June. And it's about digging out of the hole that they're in. And whether it's the energy and the spark that has been created by Carson Benj, who has been phenomenal both defensively and offensively, 7 hits in this series against the Tigers, whether it's A.J. Ewing, who had what I would call a perfect debut as a major leaguer, The Mets swept the series, and he was phenomenal. Whether it was a home run that he had today, whether it was a triple for his first hit, whether it was all the walks, the stolen base, his family in the stands that were incredible, the energy. He brought so much of that to the park. And then obviously the synergy with the Knicks being in the Eastern Conference Finals and his last name being Ewing. You know, it's the orange and blue. I'm not a big fan of the orange and blue skies thing, but it is in this sense. I will use it here. The synergy of that, where another Ewing in this town. And by the way, we got to get Patrick and AJ to a Knick game. That's what they got. We got to get AJ Ewing. We got to get Patrick Ewing. And we have to get Chris McGonigal. And we have to get Kevin McGonigal, who plays for the Tigers. We got to get. Well, they were just here. Hopefully, Chris reached out to him. That's a bad job in McGonigal if he didn't.
McGonigal.
Because you have a guy. You got a fellow on the Tigers named Kevin McGonigal.
McGonigal.
And then you also have a fellow that works here, Chris
McGonigal.
McGonigal. So now you have a McGonigal on the Detroit Tigers and a McGonigal here at the station. And you wonder out loud when one McGonigal comes in and there's already a McGonigal here in New York if they in fact go out for dinner.
That's why. You're a fool.
And I didn't get the answer to that. I saw Chris today, but it was very quick, in and out. It was like ships passing in the night. So I didn't ask him about...
Welcome to hell!
I didn't ask him if him and Kevin McGonigal went out to dinner, but I want to see Chris McGonigal, Kevin McGonigal.
McGonigal.
I want to see AJ Ewing.
McGonigal.
I want to see Patrick Ewing.
McGonigal.
And I want to see them all at a Knick game. At the very least, go out for like a cappuccino, something like that. At the very least, maybe a matinee movie, you know, just a little bit. Maybe a stroll in the park. I think that would be quite lovely. That'd be great digital. Somebody go out there with a camera. Somebody film it. Somebody from here, I'm saying. Obviously not. We want the clicks for it, of course, because I think that would be a box office, so to speak. Speaking of, we will get to the NFL schedule release. Giants have their schedule. Jets have their schedule. That's coming up very soon. Plus, John Schmelk, Paul Dottino at 10 o'clock. They will have a very special schedule release party as well where they will break down all the games. So if you are a huge NFL fan, and we all are, we have so much schedule talk coming your way. A lot of coverage on that. That is coming up on this show on After Hours, and then the show following me. And then throughout the shows, even though we have a Subway Series, the schedule release is still a big part of our sports lives, that's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to and there's always another side of the coin here with the Yankees as well, and we've talked a lot of Mets, but the Yankees are fresh on our minds as well. Alex is in New Haven. What's up, Alex?
What's up, Tommy? Hey. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, of course. What's happening?
I just got to say, Connor Green might be the nicest guy I've ever heard. Like, whenever he takes my calls, he's just sounds like a good dude.
So he's a good dude, a great dude, a sweetheart, a phenomenal worker, and that name, Connor Green, doesn't it sound like... You know, superheroes, when they're just their regular civilian name, doesn't it sound like Connor Green, like Aquaman, or not Aquaman, the Green Lantern? His real name would be
right.
Connor Green. And if you see Connor in real life, not that you would, but if you ever did, he kind of looks like a paperboy. He kind of looks like he has a lemonade stand. He's 30 years old, but he looks like he's like a 12. So,
no biggie.
But he's a jolly fella, and he's great, and I love working with him.
Yeah, every time I call, it's just nothing but good things.
Yep.
I heard you talk about Glengarry Glen Ross and Al Pacino.
Yeah.
I watched Dog Day Afternoon.
Oh yeah.
And I want you to know what are your three favorite Pacino roles?
Wow. So I love that question. Thanks for asking that. That's such a great question. Boy, and I wish I had a little bit more time. Scarface, for sure.
Yeah.
Godfather. Man. I love him as Ricky Roma in Glengarry Glen Ross, but I got to think about this one, though. Any Given Sunday.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, we already did Scarface. Give me the Yankee point, because I don't want to answer this without giving it the proper amount of thought. Irishman, I loved him. I heard you paint houses as Jimmy Hoffa, so I love him in that. Let me just go through all of them to make sure I don't miss one. Give me the Yankee point, and then we'll go back to Pacino.
All right. So I'm a Yankee fan, but I want you to put on your IBO hat for
okay,
a second.
Absolutely.
Would you tomorrow, obviously we would all say tomorrow is a big game. Would you bench Volpe and slide McMahon to short and then start Rosario at third? Because I think I would.
Yeah, especially I think this is where you're going. Rosario, you know, the former Met, you like that kind of idea. You know what I'm saying? Like going after your former team. And Yeah, I mean, listen, Volpe is what he is. At best, he's going to be a utility guy, I think, for this team going forward. I don't, he just, you know what it is, and this is nothing against, it is what it is. I don't think, there's nothing against Anthony personally or anything like that, but he just has bad vibes around him. He just does. He just kind of has the stench of last year. Yep. And in the first game, no hits, an error. Like, this team is rocking and rolling, and Caballero's a big part of that with the energy he brings. Obviously, he's on the shelf. I would, especially in this kind of series, I would, you know, Met fans will be out there, they'll be chirping. I would probably put him on ice, I agree with you, and put McMahon at shortstop because he could play there. We saw that this year, he's starting to learn it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And my my last point about Pacino, my favorite Pacino is probably Son of a Woman.
Yeah, that's a great, another great one. Okay, so I knew I was forgetting one, and I have it here. So I'm going to take, you know what? It was one of those things where I felt like, because I love the movie, obviously we all do, I was like, I got to mention Godfather. But you know what? Because it's so iconic, but I'm not going to put that's, but that doesn't mean best. It's just my favorite. I'm going to take out Godfather. Scarface, which is so good.
Say hello to my little friend.
So Scarface, Donnie Brasco, and Glengarry Glen Ross. Those are the three for me. And I do love him. Oh, the Irishman is, and you're late. I've never been late to a meeting in my life. Is this how you come dressed to a meeting? And I know the Irishman hasn't been out, like it's not been out long enough where people have watched it a million times in their lives. Yeah, I think that's my three. Glengarry Glen Ross, Scarface, Donnie Brasco. Donnie Brasco, that might be an underrated mafia movie. That's so good. So good. Why are you wearing jeans? It's not a rodeo. It's just Pacino, as he is in every role, like I said, it's so hard to like narrow down his roles, but those are the three for me. I'll wake up in a cold sweat tonight going, damn it, why did I think of this one? But that's the three that I have right now. Glengarry Glen Ross, Donnie Brasco, and Scarface for Pacino.
Godfather a little overrated, right?
No, I would not say that.
Just a little bit?
No. I mean, what do you... Like, the third one stinks, but I mean... And stinks meaning the first two are so great that... I don't know. You know what it is? I understand if you were to... Like, if I were to tell somebody right now, hey, put on The Godfather, it is an older movie, and you do have to take a little bit of that into account when you are watching something in 2026, that it is a little bit... Going to be a little slower. It's going to be a little bit like... It doesn't look like a movie that was just filmed a year ago, so you have to take some of that into account. But no, I do not under any circumstances. Now, that's also my favorite genre of movies, which is mafia movies. So it's literally like my favorite. So I am very biased when it comes to that. But the Pacino role in that, and it was iconic and the movie's iconic. But you also think of Brando. You think of De Niro in the second one. Not that you don't think of Pacino. But for me, the three, like I said, Donnie Brasco, Glengarry Glen Ross, and then Tony Montana in Scarface. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the, well, I'd say the limelight. It's not really the late night. So it's more like Positive Tommy here in primetime. Bunch of things that we have on deck here on the show. Schedule release. That's coming up next. Giants, Jets. We have the schedule. We will go over the schedule. That's a win. That's a loss. I don't know if we're going to do that, but we're going to talk about what's going on here because I know football fans like myself, we're all locked in on it. We want to know what's going on. Plus, if you're heading out to City Field this weekend, I have some little public service announcement for everybody out there. If you're taking the trains to the game, because as we all know, especially if you live on Long Island, there is a potential Long Island Railroad strike. So there could be some issues. Well, it might be a biggie, especially if you're traveling. But we will get into all of that. We will get into more of the Subway Series, so your calls on the Yankees and Mets as well. Knicks fans, we may have an opponent by tomorrow night. If it was my choice, obviously, would be the Cavs, and I do think it will be the Cavs. I do think they end up winning the game, so we could discuss that as well. I got you for another 90 minutes, so plenty of time to get your calls in. And if you want to talk about movies and all the things like that, and you want to go off script, off menu, have at it. I'm always up for that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. Tommy the History Buff. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Hopefully everybody out there is having a very positive and very pleasant Lugevening.
Luke Evening.
Here in the tri-state area, as we get closer and closer, we'll call this Subway Series Eve. It's not only the schedule release, which we're going to get to in 1 second here. Giants schedule's out. Jets schedule is out. We'll break those two down first, and then we'll kind of trickle in some of the other games that are, because it's the NFL. You know, when it comes to football, other sports, it's like basketball, I want to watch the Knicks for the most part, and meaning not other games. Same thing with like hockey or baseball. But when it comes to the NFL, and this is why I think it's picks, you know what, when they air these, you know, Thanksgiving Eve and Black Friday and this, why not just have games on Tuesday that week too? You have Tuesday. It's like musical chairs and Tuesday. If you're Tuesday, you're sitting there going, what's wrong with me? Am I not good enough to have a game on Thanksgiving week? Because every other night and day is covered. But that's the NFL. We will watch because we love football. That is this evening. We are also on the eve of the Subway Series. And if you are attending the Subway Series, this is a little PSA for everybody out there, so you definitely want to listen to this. Fans heading to Citi Field for the Subway Series this weekend are encouraged to plan ahead and allow for additional travel time due to the potential Long Island Railroad disruption and anticipated heavy traffic around the ballpark. For fans traveling from Long Island, the Mets have added additional Citi Field direct shuttle capacity from Roosevelt Field and Walt Whitman Shops, along with a new shuttle route from the Manhasset LIR station serving the Port Washington line area. The Mets are offering more ways than ever for fans to get to Citi Field, including subway service, direct shuttle service, ferry service, rideshare options, city bike access, and driving. The 7 train will continue operating regular service to Mets Willis Point from major transfer points throughout Manhattan and Queens. Fans planning to drive are encouraged to arrive early and take advantage of nearby discounted parking options. Fans can visit, and this is huge, fans can visit Mets.com/transportation and the MLB Ballpark app for the latest travel updates and to build a personalized travel plan before heading to Citi Field. So, if you are going to Citi Field and the Long Island Railroad disruption is going to be a disruption for you, check out Mets.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
.com/transportation. And if you don't have the MLB Ballpark app, you can download the MLB Ballpark app and they will help you out. Plus, we're going to be reading this throughout today and tomorrow, and I'm sure throughout the weekend, to help everybody get to where they need to get to. And hopefully there is no disruption. You know, so hopefully everything is rocking and rolling all weekend long. But if there is, and it's out of our hands, you know, it's out of your hands, the only thing you can do is figure out a second way to get there and other methods of transportation. So I laid it out for you there. We'll lay it out for you one more time before we say good night or a Luke evening to everybody. And we will hand it off to John Schmelk and Paul Dottino at 10 o'clock. They have a NFL schedule show from 10 to midnight. Speaking of the very anticipated, everybody on the edge of their seats. We as football fans, once the season's over, the Super Bowl has ended, the confetti has fallen. We have that post-football sports depression, and we are waiting for football to be back. And even though it's not back fully until September, the NFL is so brilliant at their marketing because they create these type of events that we get so excited for. Even though their season is months away, even though we're in the NBA playoffs, we're in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, baseball season is here. Football just has an amazing way of marketing their sport where you never forget about them, ever. They're always at the tip of the tongue, at the top of your mind, and tonight is no different because we do have these official schedules, the official schedules for all the teams out there. Obviously, we're going to... Yes! Thank you. Appreciate the round of applause. We will obviously focus on the Giants and Jets, and then we'll mix in some of the other games that are standout, you know, on holidays, things of that nature. So let's start with the Giants first. No secret, if you have been listening or been tuned into social media, you've known for days now that the Giants will open up their season Sunday night football at home against the Cowboys. I'm not going to do this for every game, but for that game, I'm going to give my opinion on it. This is a huge opportunity for Harbaugh and the Giants to make a statement, not only to the Cowboys, not only to the NFC East, but the entire NFL, that the Giants under Harbaugh are going to be different. We all know some of the opening season games that the Giants have had, especially under Brian Daboll. They didn't quite go well. I mean, last year was a total snooze fest against the Commanders, but it was rotten. The, 40-0 against the Cowboys a bunch of years ago. The homecoming game, as I called it, against the Vikings a couple years ago, not good. So there's a stench on these opening games for the Giants, and I think there will no longer be one because I expect the Giants to hit the ground running, smash-mouth football, pound their opponents into submission, and it starts under the bright lights in prime time. The world, because you know it's football, and everyone will be watching. And not only that, it is America's team, the Cowboys, so America will be locked in on this. It's a great opportunity with everybody watching. First week of the year, Sunday Night Football, the first one, Sunday Night Football, the first installment of it, of the 2026 season. Giants have an opportunity to make a major statement at the expense of the Cowboys. So that's the first one. Primetime game right out of the gate. But it's not the only primetime game. In fact, week two is a primetime game against the Rams, and that one is on the road. So week one, Sunday Night Football, at home, Cowboys, and then a little extra rest for Monday Night Football out in Los Angeles, City of Angels, Tinseltown, Los Angeles. That is a Monday Night Football game, week two. Week three, now this would have been a great road trip. This one's at home. It would have been nice to be on the road. This is the one city or one of those. This is, I mean, listen, I've been to heaven on earth. It's called Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, here's the deal. You go to Broadway, obviously, that's where all the bars are. You start out at Tootsie's. Now, it's not necessarily a Tommy Lugauer type of spot. If you know me and you go to Tootsie's, you'll understand. tremendous, though.
Oh, hi there.
Dolly Parton, I think she used to go there a lot, and it's very historical. You have to hit up Tootsie's, and really, geographically, depending, I guess, where you're coming from, where your hotel is, Tootsie's kind of starts the bar strip there on Broadway.
Damage.
Huge. You go to Tootsie's, you go to the Stage, that's another good one. Not a Lou Gower spot either, but it's a good one. Pop in there for a beer. Dierks Bentley has a spot there. Morgan Wallen has a spot there. Jason Aldean, Kid Rock. I think Kane Brown is opening a bar there coming up this summer. Actually, in a week, I think it's opening. You go to Honky Tonk Central and basically go to every bar, but start at Tootsie's. You'll thank me later. And if you've never been there, I mean, every single level has music and every single, I mean, the Cowgirls. As Morgan Wallen said, long live Cowgirls. I mean, please. I mean, it's just, the scene is absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, hi there.
It's amazing that I can get distracted. But I'm trying to talk sports here and football, and all I can think about is going and partying on Broadway in Nashville. But there's a reason. There's a tie-in. And that is that the Giants are playing the Titans in week three, but it is at home. I can't speak to the bars around Giant Stadium. I'm not even sure if there is one. MetLife, I should say. So I'm not really sure that there even are. But Nashville would have been nice. Unfortunately, that's a home game. Not unfortunately, but it would have been nice for it to be on the road. It's not. So that one is at home. Back-to-back home weeks here. October 4th, week four against the Cardinals. So those are your first four pack of games. Week one for the Giants, Sunday Night Football in Dallas. Week two, Monday Night Football in Los Angeles against the Rams. Week three, home for Robert Saleh, Brian Daboll, a homecoming for both of them. The new look, a lot of former Giant and Jet players on the Titans. They roll into MetLife week three against the Giants. Week four is the Cardinals. So three home games in the first four, which is a great opportunity for the Giants to get off to a strong foot there. Like, you want to be looking at that going, all right, 3-1 right out of the gate, first four games. Now we go to week five, another divisional around opponent. This is an away game. The Giants will take on the Commanders. That will be October 11th, a Sunday, a 1 o'clock game. Oh, by the way, the Sunday games that I've mentioned so far are all 1 o'clock. So the two primetime games, week three at home, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Excuse me, 1 o'clock, week four is 1 o'clock. And then week five is Washington, 1 o'clock. Then week six, another one. It's actually kind of fun. This is it. You know what it is? This is one of those situations. And we'll get into this because I love this stuff, because I do like the road games that you can go to. This is another one where it would have been awesome if it was on the road, but it's not. It's at home. And that is the New Orleans Saints. And obviously the scene down there, the Big Easy. Bourbon, tremendous. Been down there several times. Absolutely incredible. The Beach on Bourbon. Now, that's a Lou Gower spot. If you've ever
been there.
Big time. Razoo, I think, is another name of the bar down there. Another one. Those are the Lou Gower type of spots. Just incredible. Food's amazing. The history, Bourbon Street, the whole nine. Awesome. Imagine if Nashville and New Orleans were both road games. They're not. They're home games. But that is week six. Week seven. This is on the road as well. And by the way, the Saints game is a 1 o'clock start. This is a road game, week seven, 1 o'clock on the road in Houston against the Texans. And then week eight is the bye week. So those are the first 2 weeks. Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys at home. Monday Night Football on the road against the Rams. Week three at home, 1 o'clock against the Titans. Week four at home, 1 o'clock against the Cards. Week 5, October 11th, against the Commanders, win. Week 6, against the win. That Week 6, at home, win. 1 o'clock against the Titans. Week 7, win. Against the Titans, on the road at 1 o'clock, and then the bye week. So those are your first 8 games. We're going to take a quick time out here, because we want to let everybody digest that. We'll get to the second half of the schedule. I'll give my overall thoughts on the Giants schedule as well. Then we will start breaking down the Jets schedule. We'll get into your phone calls as well. It is After Hours. It is Positive Tommy here in prime time. The phone number if you want to join the conversation, and everything's on the table. Subway series, your favorite cult classic movies, the schedule release, so many things to talk about. The Knicks, a million things. If you want to go off menu, have at it. We have another hour to go here on the show. Again, the phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And the schedule that I discussed there, I just want to remind everybody, it was the Fan Focus. It's presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com.
Tommy, the total package.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team.
but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.